out to all of you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Glued to your TV or your apps or whatever you're doing as we watch this incredible storm come on to Florida. And the reason for me that it's so important to mention it is, first of all, my entire family moved down to Florida. My mom and my dad were in Homestead when Andrew hit, and I watched everything evaporate. Now, the good news at the time was my brother was, I got to leave it to my brother. My brother was one of the few people that decided I'm getting like a cinder block house. And so when everything down there was totally crushed and flattened, my mom pulled one of those trailer type RV things on my brother's front yard, and there we went. And it was one of those pictures, like if you ever see the volcano on the Big Island and you see the volcano come down and then everything is annihilated except this one ice cream store, right? That's what happened. But our hearts go out to all of you. We know what it's like. And my friend and colleague David Esseler is joining me here today because, look, I made a statement the other day, and David's going to talk to this. When you look around your life and you're seeing things crumble or come down or meetings are missed or some strange things happening to your business and your bank account and you can't get the attention of the government who wants to, my friend said to me, who wants to give forgiveness on student loans, but not on the disaster loans from COVID. When you're thinking and scratching your head, how can I do more? How can I do better? You want to stop for a minute and understand there are people working for you and for your cause. David Esseler is one of these people. You've heard me talk about him with his innovative, take charge, out of the box way to help people with mental health and mental illness and whatever you want to call it. Right now, we understand what the pain points are, but we don't understand what it's like for you. That didn't stop David. It didn't stop him then. It doesn't stop him now. Today, we want to talk about an executive and entrepreneurial school for work-life balance. And this is really, for me, important. Why? Because you all know online alcohol sales, now they're telling me there's about 600% increase, and I'm not even going to talk about vaping and drugs. David is a leader in this field. He has been so as long as I've been doing the show, 20 years. I don't know what he was doing before that. Maybe he was like he was in the Rolling Stones band or something. I don't know. But the point is he's here today, and we're going to shake things up. David, thank you so much.
Dr. Pat, it's always so great to be back with you. And you know what's funny about you mentioning the Rolling Stones? As a kid, I had only two dreams that I wanted to follow through with. One was to play in the NBA basketball. That didn't work. And the other was to be a lead guitarist for a major rock and roll band. Now, that hasn't worked yet, but the second one has a better chance than the first, Dr. Pat.
I got to tell you, I mean, I'm not kidding. Benny, you're not going to believe it. I actually, in my teenage years, I so was into the music movement. I was actually the lead singer in a band.
Oh, my God.
Now, I cannot sing, so I can't hold a note if my life depended on it. But back then, if you sounded a little bit like Janis Joplin, you were good to go.
Right on.
David, look, I want to start off with, I want people to understand what touched your heart for you to come out now with another way to help people. I really want to know what touched your heart, and I want to make sure people know what you've made available to them. I still can't even believe the last time we talked and what you did with your coaching program. I'm like in awe. But this one, what hit you in the heart on this?
Yeah, I started getting clients over COVID, over the pandemic, that were coming in and they were executives, network marketers, business owners, some extremely successful, some averagely successful, but they all had one thing in common, is that especially through the pandemic, they had lost complete work-life balance, hobbies out the windows, overeating, over-drinking, things, Dr. Pat, you and I have talked about so many times. But I started seeing these people come in with no balance at all, no idea of how to emotionally regulate with their partners when they were getting into arguments about the pandemic or political stuff, which still goes on in households today, you know. And so we saw this buildup of procrastination. We saw these executives, my Lord, you know, some of the executives, Fortune 500 companies, who had never procrastinated a day in their life, Pat, were just not completing tasks. I mentioned hobbies. You know, there was no balance at all. And there was a lot of people during the pandemic that were blessed with huge abundance in business. Well, that threw them totally off of balance. You know, some real estate agents that are friends of mine, making $800,000 a year when they were used to making $200,000. Now, how they did that was by working 23.5 hours a day, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Their relationship started to suffer. Their relationship with their kids started to suffer. And I'm seeing this, and then I'm seeing the other side during the pandemic of businesses that have lost huge amounts of money, right? I mean, and so, but the one thing they all had in common, and this is so interesting, whether they were overly abundant or struggling to survive, is that there was no balance whatsoever. And so as they kept coming in, you know, whether I'm working with them via Zoom, phone, or in office, there was this theme. Dr. Pat, remember, you know, earlier, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, the theme was helping veterans heal and then helping first responders heal.
Yeah.
And that turned into this massive program, Helping Americans Heal. Well, that came again from me working with first veterans and seeing that this pandemic was crushing them worse than about anything they had ever seen. So we started those programs. And then as we progressed, Pat, and we started to see the pattern with small business owners, executives, entrepreneurs, network marketers, the pattern became so strong that, you know, TJ Torriello, who you know very, very well,
Jeff,
you know, and he and I were talking one day, and I said, TJ, I said, I've got to create a school here. This is crazy. People have lost even where to begin. And so the Entrepreneurs and Executive School for a Life Work-Life Balance became an entity, and now it's exploding. Now we have people going, oh, my God, David, that's me. I have no idea what balance is at all. So I'm excited, Dr. Pat. We have so many great tools in the toolbox to teach people how to get back to some type of balance. Now, we're not talking about perfect balance here, where everything is, you know, hunky-dory. We're talking about a movement towards balance, which is so crucial. Not unlike someone that needs to lose 100 pounds. You know, we say, let's get a movement going towards losing that 100 pounds. Let's not focus on losing the 100 pounds. Let's focus on what we need today to move towards that goal.
Yeah. You know, here's what I love about this, because I think the first step to balance is creating harmony. And let's talk about that for a minute, because what you've just described is just a tip of an iceberg about what people have been experiencing. The other thing I really want to piggyback on, I want to make sure everybody knows my position on this. I don't care what world leader, president, senator says COVID is over. It is not for small businesses. And I just want to be very clear about this. The situation you just described is not done. And this is something for me that I am on the verge of starting a campaign, first with my own senator, because one of the most incredible missteps that we have done in helping small businesses is giving them an emergency disaster loan, which we're very grateful for, unlike the PPP, and not only not forgiving it, but charging interest if you deferred it. No one is looking at what these companies took in a disaster loan, and no one in Congress and in Washington is even thinking forgiveness. And you see, why am I bringing it up? It's just one more pin in the pin cushion for entrepreneurs to deal with. And if you saw the letters that are coming out of this organization, it sounds like if you don't pay this in November, we're taking your firstborn. So this is for you. We have to instill the fact that you're telling people, I care, because they don't think people care right now. David, what do you think about that?
No, 100% with you, Dr. Patton. What's really unfortunate with this, the EIDL loans and all those that went out, you know, like the Los Angeles Lakers got $10 million or something like that, right? like really disgusting stuff. Now, I will hand it to them. The Lakers did return the money, but there's so many other businesses that did not. You know, they don't need the money. They took it. And then the people that, and so they're not going to get penalized, right? Because they've already had so many cash reserves that okay. extra $4 million is just giving them some play money. But then there's the other small business owners that, like what you said, that as of November 1st or January 20th, they've got a $1,500 a month or a $2,500 a month payment coming up, and their business has not regrown. It has not got back to normal. And what you're saying about those letters, Pat, are so true. I have executives coming in going, is this a threat?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
It is a threat.
Like, oh my Lord. You know, it's so crazy. And these are people that really needed the money. They've used it. They have part of it still in reserve because they knew that this day was coming. But they really need that reserve to keep the marketing going and everything else. And so they're getting hurt in two ways. They can't access all the money they were giving many companies because they were nervous that this day was going to come, which means that that money is sitting there only to be repaid. Now, the hardest thing I think in the world for small businesses to understand is that these multi-conglomerates that got all this money don't have a problem repaying what they got from the SBA. They're not in the same situation. And you brought up a great point. What about the forgiveness portion of this? How would that help the economy?
Yeah.
It would be immense to not have the stress, the anxiety. And this all goes back to the topic. How can you live a semi-balanced life when you've got all of these stressors out of your control, which is what we can help people with today?
And, you know, I mean, we're not even talking about the additional stressors, but this is a show about executives, entrepreneurs, you know, people that are running businesses.
Yeah.
You're right about this. I don't know in my circle, myself included, you included, I don't know anybody here that wants to default on a payment for anything. You don't build a business to do that. But yet, it's hard to get to that place where you can even think about work-life balance because you go to bed at night thinking somebody's either wake up in the morning and there's going to be like a red dot on your door or something. But these are the intangibles that nobody's talking about, but you're talking about them, aren't you?
Yeah, Dr. Pat, we just got approached about 2 weeks ago by a local university. You know, I live in Fort Myers, Florida, and there's a university, Florida Gulf Coast University. They have a school of entrepreneurship, which now we are joining forces with, and they contacted us when they heard about our school for work-life balance, and it's brilliant. You know, what a better place than a college university entrepreneurship degree to learn work-life balance, coming out with knowledge, Dr. Pat. I mean, I look at this and I think back to the first school that did an entrepreneurial course, one of the first ones I went to, and it was University of Colorado at Boulder. And it was 1980, and they opened up a school for entrepreneurship, and I couldn't believe it. I'm going, what did I need to be a part of this, right? But even when I went through that school program, there was no teaching of work-life balance. And let's look at this. Without work-life balance, here's some of the downside for entrepreneurs, executives, network marketers, small business owners, is that the stress decreases motivation. The stress without some type of balance decreases creativity, decreases inspiration, all of the things that entrepreneurs need to be on the top of their game. When we don't have some type of balance in our life, all of those things go down. And then what does that lead to? Burnout. Increased workaholism, then we go into the other stressors, right? Avoidance of relationship issues, too much food, drink, pot, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the point in time where small businesses who have not taken a look in the mirror and said, do I have any semblance of balance at all? Like, what was the last time, if you're a business owner, that you sat down and watched a movie?
Yeah, right. That wasn't at 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
you have your laptop on your lap, right?
Exactly. You know, Dr. Pat, I started with an executive yesterday. Very first session, I asked him what his daily schedule was like. Because of the stress, he has a really hard time sleeping. So from 2 to 6, he's watching TV.
I totally. You're preaching to the choir because, look, you are a counselor, you're a master life, you're a relationship, you're a business coach. But there's one thing that you are that we don't talk about enough. You're someone that understands the heart of what's going on in other people's hearts. And so when I look at this program, I want to talk about this because it seems that what you've done here is you've taken almost everything else you've ever created, including your emphasis in mental health, and said, we can bring this together in a way where people can have a new start, can have a fresh start, you know, can learn how to even get a night's sleep, right? I mean, yeah. I'm jumping to a conclusion, but am I on the right track here?
Oh, you're right. You're right on the right track. And so let's go right to sleep. You know, when we talk about a lack of sleep, and if you look at, all you have to do is Google, what are the effects of a lack of 2 hours of sleep a night? You could just start with 2 hours, and you'll be blown away. How concentration decreases, irritability increases, procrastination increases when we don't have enough sleep, you know. So you're hitting one of the hallmarks. Now, when people think work-life balance, Kat, honest, I swear to God, no one talks sleep. No one talks about the importance of sleep, to be grounded, to be refreshed, to have new creative ideas. We don't talk about that. When we talk about work-life balance, people usually say something like, well, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. You know, we automatically go to the negative. So what we're trying to do here is bring these points up to people and say, listen, we have to have an origin, right? We have to place a place to begin with. And what I love to use is this analogy, Dr. Pat. Remove first for work-life balance. Remove first, add second. And so for everyone listening going, well, what the heck does he mean by that? What we say is that there's got to be blocks to getting in your way of work-life balance. Okay, so what are you doing? What are the blocks? Are, you know, have you turned into a workaholic? Now, if you need money, that might sound like a good idea. And up to a point it is. But then there's a point of no return. And workaholism will take away more of your creativity, motivation, and everything else than it'll give you. So the very first thing, which is the scariest thing for people that are out of balance, is saying, we've got to cut back a couple hours a day. Yeah. And then they start freaking out, right? Because they go, wait, I have got to make more money. I've got to make more money. Well, let's look at how you're spending your time.
Yeah.
So we start to break it down. And when I get a report from one of my clients, and I see from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, and Dr. Pat, we have them write it out in 30-minute increments. What did you do every 30 minutes? What did you accomplish? And we'll see wasted time. We'll see procrastinated time. We'll see time put into little tiny efforts and goals that are not meaningful. And then also at the end of the day, an executive will say, oh, my gosh, I needed to return these 6 calls. I didn't do it. I'll do it tomorrow. And then the procrastination continues.
Yeah,
the work-life balance is huge.
And let's talk about this. You know, I want to talk about what you've created for people because you have multiple ways for people to work with you. There may be some people that are listening now that are saying, I don't even know what I don't know. But then they can work with you. They can get, you know, a 30-minute introductory to really say, just unload on you, if I might say. You know, just like 30 minutes, I'm going to just do a dump on you, right? And, you know, that's something that people need. But that doesn't matter because you're the one that lives in this world. You've been through this, though, David. See, the thing that I really need to emphasize here is you and I can talk about this, not because we've got some academic degree, but we know what it's like to be an entrepreneur and to be an executive, right? I also have a corporate background. I'm not saying that in my corporate job, I didn't work like crazy. However, it was not my company. So the pressure that I felt in corporate America had to do with performance reviews and raises and just wanting to do a great job. But at the end of the day, when I walked out of there, my company didn't run the risk of failing.
That's right.
That's a whole different pressure.
It is, totally. You know, you almost have a security blanket at some level as an executive working for a corporation, at some level. Now, it's not like it was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s where you were guaranteed your position for life by any means. But there is some sense of, I've got someone who has my back in some way, and if I perform at a certain level. Now, that certain level, when we talk about workaholism with executives that I have worked with, has increased dramatically. You know, I mean, companies are pushing now, through this COVID phase, they're pushing their executives and their junior executives to work more than you could ever believe. It's up to the executives and the juniors who are working and putting in all these hours to still find space for themselves. Self-care is one of the biggest things that we talk about in work-life balance. And, of course, executives look at us and go, what do you mean self-care? I've got a company to run, you know, type of a thing. James Rippey, Dr. James Rippey, and I forget the year, but he wrote a book called Fit for Success. Now, this is crucial for executives to hear and business owners in general. And what he did at the end of that book is he went after Fortune 500 companies, the executives, and they were averaging between 60 and 80 hours a week. Now, the cool finding that he discovered with his book is that 85% of those executives exercised four or more times a week. Now, think about this, Pat, okay? These are executives that understand the importance of some sort of balance. When we look at the general public, the numbers are reversed. 15% of the general public exercises 3 to 4 days a week. But wait, 85% of Fortune 500 executives exercise 3 to 4 times a week. So that's the kind. Now, this was years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been disrupted by the pandemic. It's been completely disrupted. So even though I say that study is valid and it was powerful, it's where we should be. And it's one of those major missing links with many business owners today. And we really do have to look seriously at this, Pat, because as you and I have talked before, when I talk about veterans coming back, they'll wait 4 years to come and see someone like me, which means their addictions are 10 times worse. Their demons are 10 times. Everything is worse because they've waited. For anyone, I don't care if you own a network marketing business and you bring in $60,000 a year. You know, or you bring in $600,000, it doesn't matter to me. We need to be focusing on ourselves. We need to be taking that time that we are not taking right now. And if we don't take it now, Pat, you said something crucial earlier. COVID is so far from over, it's not even funny. This pandemic has still got a long time to run. We have to start taking care of ourselves now, or all of our business owners, small business owners, executives will be in the place of our veterans in 3 or 4 years thinking that the COVID's going to go over, but they're not working on balance right now, it's going to be 10 times worse in 3 to 4 years. That's why you and I are speaking today, to get people off their butts and realize I'm not the only one doing this type of work, but you and I know each other, Pat, and you trust my work. I trust everything that you do as well, which is why we're bringing up this topic at this time in our lives.
It's a pain point, and that's why I was so excited to talk to you about it, because, you know, so here's the hardest thing, I think. I think if you're an entrepreneur or you're an executive of let's say you're a business owner. Let's just call it a business owner.
Okay.
You know, the last thing you think about doing is investing in your well-being, and it now needs to be the first. Look. This is a message for all of you out there, all of you, it's lawmakers. I want to start with the senators in my state. I want to start with the congresspeople in my state. And then I want to just send this message to the people in Washington, D.C. From your perspective, you may think it's over, but let me tell you the dynamics of what David and I are talking about. You are a small business owner, and every day you're wondering which one of my staff is not going to come in because they've been exposed to somebody with COVID or COVID themselves or a family member. Now, well, there's an uncertainty about job insecurity that has been with us since the 90s. I studied it for 10 years, so I'm not even talking about that. There is a new level of insecurity, and I call it COVID entrepreneurial insecurity. It is not over when you talk about small businesses now that are trying to rebuild. And I got to tell you, if there's something that just gets me fired up, it is the ignorance of our lawmakers to even look at what's happening in small business world. By the way, I wish I owned the Lakers. We're not talking about those companies. We're not talking about the Microsofts. We're talking about all of the vendors that provide Microsoft products or Boeing products here. We're talking about small businesses and restaurants that from day to day, they don't know if their staff's going to come in, but even worse, staff comes in, whether they have COVID or not. Why is no fallback? What you're creating is a new change. We're changing and breaking up the pattern of the matrix we live in. That is called burnout.
Yes. Yes. And Pat, this is such an important point. when we hit a stage of burnout, and I just posted the other day, you know, burnout, when people face anxiety and they wake up in the morning, I have an executive, as a matter of fact, and he wakes up every day with anxiety, okay? That's usually a sign. You know, everyone can wake up with anxiety when there's terrible things happening, but I'm talking about just waking up on an average day and every day you feel anxious. That's a sign of adrenal fatigue or adrenal burnout. Adrenal fatigue and adrenal burnout are caused by workaholism and burnout, right? So, you know, you're always stressed. When you're stressed, cortisol is released, adrenaline is released. And if that's released on a regular basis enough, the adrenal glands just above the kidneys basically shut down. What are the signs and symptoms? We might have night sweats. And we have men with night sweats that are going, what the heck? This is something my wife went through. What is, you know, we have weight loss with no understanding of how did I just lose 10 pounds in the last 2 months? You know, we have irritability. We have insomnia. We have all these things which could be related to the stress and adrenal fatigue burnout, which we cover in our course, right? So, you know, we'll put people immediately on this very beautiful, powerful herb, ashwagandha. Ashwagandha has been around forever. It's an amazing anti-anxiety medication to take that helps rebuild the adrenals. So when we're talking about burnout in small businesses and people are waking up anxious and nervous, we say, listen, we understand that there's a rationality and a logic to some of your anxiety, but a lot of it has been self-created. You know, by what we watch, what we listen to, all that kind of stuff is crucially important for the small business owner. And so we say, if you're exposing yourself and you're stressed all the time, we need to go in the opposite direction. What supplements can we take? What actions can we take to decrease the stress? Then the other thing, Pat, that just pops into my mind is, you know, there's a lot of small businesses that need to change their focus. They need to rebrand. They need to rebrand and to keep up with the times, right? Yeah. So that's another topic that we cover in the program of executive and business work-life balance.
All right, we're going to take a short break because what we're talking about now is the solution. When we come back, David's going to walk us through what he has created. For those of you out there, please go check davidessel.com. That's David, E-S-S-E-L.com. Now, why? When you get there, first of all, you're going to see Verified by Psychology Today. Very good reason. Very good reason. But then when you get there, I want you to take a look, and we'll make sure we get you to the page that's about Executive and Entrepreneurial School for Work-Life Balance. Or you can Google it. It comes right up. David Essel, right? Executive and Entrepreneur. But when you get there, you're going to find other things too. When we come back, we're going to talk about what David has created. It's very special. If you only knew how many people like David, there's actually nobody like David, but how many people that, you know, are out there attempting to help people that will offer you something and you sign on and you may pay 10, 20 grand for it and you do that first coaching call and it's not with the person you signed on with. It's not even with the person you know and it doesn't look like anything that's going to really help you. So imagine who you are. You're out in the world. You don't feel like you're being heard. If you're me, you've written more letters to the state of Washington and emails and picked up the phone and call, and you get nothing. But now you've paid for coaching, or now you pay for a solution, and now you feel, wow, it's happening again. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to tell you how it's not going to happen again. Let's go to a break, Benny, Jacob, David. We'll be right back.
For a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Lovetta Phillips. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at CultivatingYourLife.com and find your path today at CultivatingYourLife.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart. Join me, your host, Gina Levito, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Everybody, welcome back. David Essel is my very special guest today, colleague, and I do consider him a friend. I have watched him create more solutions for what's going on in the world than anybody else I know. And by the way, to do it in a timely fashion that is far beyond anything you can imagine. And there's a very good reason David does this. And really, I look at this, and actually I've modeled the coaching and consulting I do on media and podcasting based on the way he approaches it. And that is, you have to talk to people that know what they're talking about and that can help you. And David, let's talk about exactly what the executive and entrepreneurial schools for work-life balance is. And also there are various levels for people, but can you walk us through, I know I've got a pain point, David, I don't know what I don't know. And now I'm speaking for myself. You know, you and I chatted during the break, so you know one of my pain points, right?
Yes, yes.
I don't know what I don't know, but I want to know what you're going to help me with.
You know, Dr. Pat, it's such a great question. First of all, explaining the program, you'll work with me only. Okay, Dr. Pat and I talked about this off the break. There will not be a David Essel protege that you'll work with, okay? We don't believe in that. Some very famous coaches have tried this over the past, and it's fallen on their faces. We've been given the opportunity years ago. You know, we still certify coaches, and at the end of certifications, almost every coach will go, I want to work underneath you. When you get too many clients, you know, pass them on. And I always say this to them, that is so gracious of you to ask. Thank you so very much. But they're paying for David Essel. They're not paying for a David Essel trained student, you know? And there's a huge difference. So first of all, you only work with me. Secondly, we get 1 hour a week in our program where that it's you and I one-on-one, Zoom, Skype, phone, in-person, doesn't matter. There's 1,000 different ways to work together. But this is something that makes our program really different. And I just got a bunch of text messages this morning for what I'm going to say right now. when you're in the program, when you're enrolled in the program, you have access to me 5 days a week via text messaging. Now listen to this. This is the highest level of accountability that you'll ever receive. 5 days a week, you can text me and say, David, I just ran into this. Any ideas? I want to let you know I did what I didn't think I could. I got up at 6 a.m. and I did this, you know. Hey, David, I'm running into an issue with this. So you are supported 5 days a week via text message, and then you get me for a full hour every week. So we look at this so seriously, Pat, and this is something that we've added to the program. This is something we haven't done for 43 years. We added it because in my mind, I'm sitting back, excuse me, putting myself in the seat of a potential client. And I'm going, what would that client need the most if they're stuck, if they're nervous, they're scared, they're filled with anxiety, depression, they don't want to. Well, they need a someone in their corner more than just an hour a week, you know. So we added that to it. They will receive books that we have written that are about, I mean, every one of my books has balance. It's all about balance, you know. But then we'll also destroy some myths in this course. And here's one of the myths. There are times, As a business owner, I don't care if you have five clients or 6,000 or 100,000, there are times when you will have to put in many, many hours. That's part of our work.
Yeah.
Right? It's just part of it. So
In
the very beginning of growing a business, forget work-life balance, okay? If you want to be successful, you've got to figure out a way to do it all, and you really do. Then I'm so sorry. This is the warning of the hurricane in our area. So
I know. I want to just remind everyone. Look, can I make a statement?
Absolutely.
If any of you are doubting David Essel's commitment to his work or mine commitment to your well-being, if there's any question and you're looking at the both of us and thinking, this is just another sideshow, I want to just say something to all of you. I've known David a long time. I've interviewed close to 12,000 people in 20 years. I've been able to discern between the people that are really looking out for you, one of the best listening audience, watching audience in the world. But I want to ask you this question. Who else do you know that is in the middle of one of the most devastating storms of our century in Fort Myers? Now, that is really going to be the epicenter that has, regardless of what's going on around him, understands the importance of reaching out to you, speaking to you, and helping to you. That was the alert David got, because he is in the middle of the epicenter in Fort Myers. And he didn't even think twice about showing up here for me and for the network and for you guys. See, you can look at this in whatever way you want, but then you have to ask yourself the question, how do I determine whether somebody's really going to show up for me? I hope you remember this, because when somebody like David knows exactly where he's sitting, knows exactly what's in front of him, and tells TJ, who works with David, I am going to this call, and more importantly, if it drops, I'll call back in. I had to say that, David, because people are so tired of getting used, and we need to be very clear that you don't create a program like the one you created for the price point you created it for that gives exposure to David Essel in the framework you talked about, and doing that in a way where integrity is questioned. The reason I bring it up, David, and I want you to continue, is something happened to me yesterday in a conversation, and I'm not going to share the details of it. That hasn't happened to me in my life for a very long time. And when integrity is questioned, you have to do your homework. You have to make sure, am I going to do this thing with David? And why is Dr. Pat doing this? Let me just be clear to you. David is not a sponsor. He is not paying us to do this. We're here to help you because we know that you are suffering, because I'm a business owner. And I got to tell you right now, thank God for ping pong, David. Just in case you don't know that, Benny, that's what I do. I hit a little white ball.
Yep.
But I had to say this. I've known you a while, and every program you've done, every book that you've written has come out to help and serve people. what will happen when people work with you on this? What can we expect in their life changes? Because I want to talk about that. I'm an end game girl.
Yeah.
You know, I only watch the football game until I know the score. I wait till I find the score, then I'll go back and watch the game. That says a lot about me, doesn't it? But this is really, people will work with you, and thank you for the text messaging thing. Hello, I want to be clear about text messaging. David offers that in some of his workshops and webinars, and trust me when I say, when you text him, you get a text back. But man, this is awesome, David.
Yeah. Pat, thank you so much for what you said, you know, about my dedication to your show, my dedication to this work. And you know, you're 100% correct. I say this without any arrogance at all. I am fully committed to every client we take on, 1,000%. I also have, you know, hired people in the past that have let me down, have made all kinds of promises of how they're going to do this for us and that for our company and all this, and they don't show up or you can't get a hold of them or whatever. You know, and we have always been different, but, you know, I appreciate what you're saying. And, you know, to be in the middle of a hurricane and to do your show, believe it or not, Pat, it's awesome. I love being with you and seeing you. So I look at this as I get a gift to be with you today while we're waiting to see what happens here. But, you know, again, going back to the program, I mean, it is with me. You do have access 5 days a week. We want you to be super successful in what you're doing. And one of the things that we do, I mentioned earlier, you know, a lot of times people will come in with, David, how do I make more money? I mean, the real crux is money. I've got to increase my income. And while that might be it, there may be something blocking that income from coming in. You know, anxiety can block income. And just sit and think about this, right? You know, if you're in a depressed state or a procrastinated state, that's going to decrease your income. So we look at the whole nine yards. You know, what are your expenses? Are your expenses necessary? Is, you know, do we need to cut back in A to put into C? You know, we look at that creatively. We talked earlier, Pat. I can't tell you the number of companies, small businesses that we've helped change brand and direction in the last 2 years. You know, it might be time to add a new wing to your small business that you haven't thought about before. Because, you know, we need to be vital. We need to be creative. And so we look at what are the biggest problems that a business or an executive is facing today. Let's go after the biggest problem and clear that out. Remove first, add second. I'm going to keep saying that. If you don't remove the procrastination, you can't bring in anything. If it's alcohol or food or something else, if you don't remove that, you're not going to be able to bring in the goodness. So we look at what needs to be altered, changed, removed, whether it's the branding, the advertising, maybe the whole business model has to be shifted. You know, there's a guy that I know that's tried to start during COVID a radio station for Uber drivers. Okay, so it was very creative. I mean, he was an incredibly creative guy. They got Uber to sign on. So now, you know, in their cars, they can tune into an Uber. Here's our warning again.
That's okay. I understand. Yeah.
Thank you.
And believe me, I'll understand if you have to run out of there.
Yeah, right. I know, Pat. It's the craziest thing in the world. But, you know, and he started it during COVID. Well, Uber drivers went down to zero during COVID. And here's this guy that had this radio network, and he had the employees set and everything to go. So what did he do? He switched to truckers.
Oh, God, yeah.
Truckers needed the motivation. They needed the information, you know, and truckers didn't stop during COVID. I mean, they're busier than heck. So, see, that's the kind of thing we look at with small businesses. If it's not working the way you've had it in the past, what can we do to shift, to add energy, excitement, passion, and to get the business owner back on track doing what they want to do, making a difference in the way that they can make a difference? So, Pat, in this school, in this program, there isn't anything that we won't cover. But here's a crucial part, and I just did a post on this yesterday on social media. The business consultant, coach, counselor, executive coach you hire is not the person that's going to create success for you. They are guidance. They are mentors. But you are you're the hero in your life. You're the person that's going to do it. You know, we guide, we give assignments, we give ideas and thoughts, but then it's the business owner that puts them into action. And I always want my clients to know that they're responsible for their success. I'm holding space for them, Dr. Pat. I am excited to have them be successful. But their success comes from themselves, not from the coach or the counselor or anyone else. And that's crucial to remember, because if a person becomes a business owner, becomes codependent on a consultant, a coach, and says, well, you know, I have to keep going back to them because I got here, we don't want that. That's called codependency with our clients. We want our clients to enter the school, to do the work, to leave the school, and to create the business they want right now.
Yeah. And by the way, if they want to continue working with you, there's a gazillion ways to do that. The thing that I want to say to people, because you and I both know the difference between counseling and coaching, and it's math, it's major. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm hired to coach somebody, I'm going to literally tell you what to do. I mean, you don't have to do it. But if you come to me with a problem and you're asking me for what do I think or what should I do, it's not like therapy. It's not like, well, what do you think you should do? No, people want to know, what do you have with your experience? David, with your experience, do I take this loan or not? And sometimes you'll get advice, yes, take the loan, even if the interest rate is ridiculous. Why? Because you're using that to reinvest, to give yourself time, to build something up that you know you can build up, and to not stress. And I think this is the difference between what you're talking about and what people are used to getting.
Yeah. Well, when you look at individuals coming and they have a number of years of experience, let's say 2, 5, 10, 15, even 20 years of experience in business, and then they come to someone myself who has 43 years, and I'm not saying that I'm the top dog, okay? There's people much smarter than me, but with 43 years of experience, there's a lot I can offer people so they don't hit the same blocks that you and I hit, Pat. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things, right? Is that we go, oh, my God, I remember I was going to go down that road, too. Please do not. And let me tell you why. When I did that 15 years ago, here's the end result, right? So we can take our wisdom. We can take our patience. You know, one of the things that you and I bring to the table is that with as much as we've gone through, and you and I have gone through hell and heaven all at the same time, Pat.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, we have a different perspective. You know, with as much work and experience that we have a really different perspective. Now, you can go with someone who's like a cheerleader, you know, not with a lot of experience, but go, oh, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. You know, that's all great to a point. But then you need to put boots on the ground. You need to put action into place. And finding someone who's been there and done it and come out the other side is really the best place for you to be.
Also, the other thing I want to mention is, David, you said earlier that we talked about addiction, we talked about recovery. And so, you know, we're talking about working with someone that has been through the wide range of life experiences. And, David, you're right. I say it over and over again to the people that join our network. I say, look, I'm going to transfer as much knowledge as you want. Now, I'm going to show you the potholes I've stepped in so you don't step in them. But even if you do step in them, I want to tell you there's a ladder to get out. And I think that's what you're saying. You know, this is not about punishment, correction, feeling bad, guilt, and shame. This is about a solution.
Yeah. I'm so glad you just used those words, guilt and shame. Oh, my gosh, Pat. those are huge triggers, right? Like someone comes in and says, oh, I should be smarter than this. I shouldn't. I've been in business 10 years. I should have never done this. I feel so bad. And they go, time out. Okay. There's no room here for that. There's room for looking at the errors we made or the choices that didn't work. That's step one. But then step two is, where are we going, brother? Where are we going, sister? How are we getting ourselves out of here? We are not sitting in shame and guilt. And if you ever work with a counselor or a coach or a therapist that creates, that makes you have a feeling of shame or guilt or says something like, Stephen, seriously, how could you have done that? You know, you run. Get out of that office. Get off the Zoom call. Run. We should never be working with people that put us down or make us feel ashamed or guilty that we made a mistake. Shoot, Pat and I have made millions of mistakes. We're still vibrant. We're still passionate. We're still kicking butt. So we don't let mistakes identify us, and we don't sit in them, for God's sake. Admit them, yes, but don't sit in them. And that's something that a coach should be able to pull you out of immediately. No time for that, baby. Let's keep moving forward.
I love what you said. You know, one of our hosts, Susan Denae, has a great expression. You know, her brand is Know You're Crazy. And one of the things she says is, look, are you a doormat? So we're not talking about letting people step all over us, right? We're saying don't absorb the guilt and shame and don't let people step all over you. You're not a doormat. And that is really right now what's going on, and you know this.
you know about verbal abuse right now that's going on in businesses. You know, I have to laugh at some of these terms, right? Quiet quitting. Hello, people. There's nothing quiet about quitting. Okay, go look at the research I did. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
You have violated a psychological contract. You have broke promises. You have people that don't want to show up. Why? Because you've just told them that they can't work from home for a couple of hours because they haven't really adjusted because COVID is really real for them. Quiet quitting, most ridiculous term I have heard in HR. And I'm an HR specialist. I worked in HR in a Fortune 50 company. Quiet quitting, nothing like that. The whole resignation dialogue that's out there, wake up, corporate America. People are just saying, oh, okay, you're not treating me well. I'm out of here, right, David?
That's right.
Having said that, those people as well are looking for a new pathway.
Gotcha.
See, they may be quietly putting to you, but there's something inside of them that has just woke up. You're waking up the giant, right, David?
That's right. And this is a time, too, Pat, as you say that, that if you had a desire to own your own business, if you've ever had a desire to be an entrepreneur, oh, my Lord, this is a classic time. Sit down. Write out all of your ideas. Yeah. Get feedback. Hire someone. Before you open a business, always hire someone. But, you know, really sit and look at what do I want to do with my life? You know, people say this, have said this since the pandemic started. You can look at the pandemic and you can complain and bitch and say it's the worst thing in the world, or you can look at it and say, how do I make the best out of this situation? I mean, it's purely a choice. So if you've ever had a desire to open a business, and Pat, what I always recommend is when people are working full time and they've always wanted to own their own business, open the business on the side first. Don't put you and your family at risk. Don't add more stress than you need. Trust me, running a business is stressful enough, even if you're doing it part-time, okay? You don't need to throw away, you know, your income right now. You need to really focus on getting a game plan, getting a business plan, getting a marketing plan, getting an investment plan. Oh, what do I need to start a business? You need to know that before you start a business.
And hello, getting funding. If you're out there thinking nonprofit, good. I'm getting ready to start my nonprofit. What did I look for first? Not how to start a nonprofit. I have somebody looking for grants, funding.
Yes.
Let's get
That's
this
right.
off the ground. We got to do something. David, how do people sign up for this? How do they find out about it? Where do they go? What can they do?
Dr. Pat, this has been so fascinating being able to share this with you because this is in both of our hearts and soul, you know, helping people in business. So just go to talkdavid.com, the easiest website in the world to remember, talkdavid.com. Look for the School for Entrepreneur and Business, a work-life balance. You're only going to work with me. We take on a very limited amount of clients. And let me know you heard this on Dr. Pat. You know, I always love to hear from Dr. Pat's listeners, and we always get emails. And if you want to join the school, just go to talkdavid.com. We can work around hours. We are very flexible. And I want to remind you of the most important thing. You are getting support 5 days a week. We are in your corner 5 days a week. You are not out there hanging on a limb waiting for the next Tuesday, and it's Wednesday, and you go, oh, my God, I got a ton of things I got to talk to him about. Guess what? Mm-hmm. Wednesday is great, and I'll be working with you for the hour next week, but that next day and the next 3 days, text me. Let me help you. And that's what makes the program different, Dr. Pat.
And so do you. David, thank you so much. I want to thank you. I want you to please be well, be safe. I'm not sure if you're getting ready to pack yourself up or hunker down in some kind of seat. Some kind of cement blockade, whatever that is. Thank you so much for today. And we'll be talking more about this because we need to keep this message going. And for those of you that are listening live, you've got information. For those of you that are downloading the podcast, you've got information. And I want to say this, get a hold, schedule a call, and figure out, is this a place I can get help? Thank you, David. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Jacob. And I want to thank the best audience on the planet. I want to leave you all with this. In 2009 and 10 and 8, when the walls were crashing down around the economy, the message that came into my heart was to start a network. Counterintuitive for almost every business executive out there except David. And during one of the worst economic times that I can recall, a team of people came together and created the Transformation Network and this channel, Transformation Talk Radio.
in about 3 months, everything about us, our look and feel will change, but our message will not. We are all talk, we are all positive, and we talk about everything from sex to spirituality. This is a home for businesses. It's a home for sports. It's not what you do or what is done. It is how we bring the message out. And David Essel is a perfect example. Thank you all. Have a great day. And all of my family down in Florida, down in Georgia, all of you, please do what David's doing. Be well, be safe, and be powerful.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday morning to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Still heavy traffic flows on Highway 18 eastbound just after Issaquah-Hobart Road stretches all the way to the interchange at I-90 as you're heading out to North Bend. 167 northbound is heavy out of Puyallup through Sumner and Algona Pacific, break free after Highway 18. Smooth through the 516, 405 northbound out of those S-curves. Typical for this morning's rush is heavy through the Newcastle area and up into Coal Creek Parkway. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's Be a Star Radio Show. Would you like a show here on KKNW? Well, Eric and Eric will tell you all about it, followed by Team Delhi Co.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. President Biden says local and federal officials are on the same page as Hurricane Ian gets ready to slam Florida.
I made it clear to the governor and the mayors that the federal government is ready to help in every single way possible. Now, I repeat what I said yesterday to the people of Florida. The storm is incredibly dangerous, to state the obvious. It's life-threatening. You should obey all warnings and directions from emergency officials.
He said you should use their judgment, not your own. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says most people who were in the path of the Category 4 storm did evacuate.
You've had millions and millions of Floridians who have made preparations. Many have evacuated to higher ground and safer surroundings.
DeSantis made his remark as Ian lashes his state with heavy rain and winds. Ian is just shy of being a Category 5 storm. That's as high as the hurricane scale goes. DeSantis noted those who stayed are risking their lives. Nevertheless, he said search and rescue teams are ready to help those in need. DeSantis added a huge amount of resources have been gathered to respond to the storm. Tampa Fire and Rescue Chief Barbara Tripp says the storm is coming her way.
We're definitely prepared. And of course, with the shift of the hurricane, we are still keeping our guards up.
More than a million people are under mandatory evacuation orders with hurricane and storm surge warnings in effect along hundreds of miles on Florida's west coast. There's a new COVID booster shot available, and it comes at a time when there are 50,000 new cases a day. Doctors say if you've just recovered, now isn't the time to roll up your sleeve.
We know from previous studies with other variants of COVID that you have some natural immunity from a previous infection.
Dr. Brian Alsip with the University of Texas Health System says those who've recovered from COVID need to wait at least 3 months until they get a booster. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Are you curious about giving meditation a try but feel that you just can't sit still? Well, there's a so-called walking meditation, which might be for you. CNN fitness contributor Stephanie Mansour says a gratitude meditation is an easy one to start with. If you're walking on a track, you focus on one thing you're grateful for on the first lap, then shift to another thing you're thankful for on the second lap, and so on. Stephanie recommends that if you're walking on a sidewalk, you could focus on one item during each block that you cover. Now, the twofer here is that you do get your daily steps and your meditation done at the same time. And while I'm confident that you already know how important exercise is and how good it makes you feel, if you've never tried meditating, I hope you'll give that a try as well. It's been shown to decrease anxiety, help with self-esteem, even help you sleep. I actually do it every day. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
raise a puppy, and change a life. Guide Dogs for the Blind is the largest guide dog school in North America. But our mission can only be accomplished with the help of our valued volunteers who usher our puppies down the path to becoming a guide dog. We provide a community of support to allow you to give back while being paid in unconditional love. It is a job that is both warm and fuzzy. Become a volunteer puppy raiser today. Learn more at guidedogs.com/puppy.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today and a 40 to 50% chance of showers pretty much around noon and through until this evening. And temperatures around 68 degrees. Tonight, the clouds will hang around, again, with a slight chance of rain showers. Low temperatures down to about 57. For Thursday, much of the same, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers yet again. High temperatures a little warmer, around 69, 70. Partly cloudy skies for Thursday night. Lows back down to about 55. Good thing, though, for Friday and for Saturday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s and clear skies through the overnights.
There's that groovy music. I love it. Be a Star right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hi, I'm Eric in the studio with another Eric.
Hi, I'm Eric.
With a real.
I think there's an echo in here.
With a real Eric. Please stand up. Eric Reiner, Eric Cremo. We're
That's
in the
right.
studio here. We're teaming up for Be a Star, and this is our chance to talk directly to the audience and hopefully inspire some folks who've always wanted to do their own radio show or be on the air with, say, sports games that their clubs are involved in, or maybe some community outreach. You can do it right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. And I think you're going to be surprised. It's affordable. It's fun. And you get to work with really cool people like Eric Reiner.
Thank you very much.
That was a softball, right?
I think it was maybe the first time in my life someone's called me cool, but I'll take it.
Oh, come on now. You're being modest. No, in all sincerity, this show, Be a Star, we're going to get into all kind of the mechanics of what it takes to do a radio show, what's involved, a little bit about the cost. We'll talk about, you know, what types of shows we currently have on the air. And also, sort of a side note is, even if you're not thinking about doing a radio show, I always like to stop down and say thank you. And I know you're very appreciative too, Eric, from those audience members that we have that have helped us grow over these last, oh my goodness, what, 22 years?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Amazing. I mean, the format is just methodically grows, and we're so happy for that word of mouth, and that to me means, you know, a lot more than if you, let's say, you just put a bunch of ads on television and hope you get a pump, you know, you get a bump up or whatever.
Exactly.
I love that. I love to see the slow continual growth where people are, they discover the station and they kind of become like part of the family, you know, lifetime listeners, if you will. So thank you to those of you who have done it. If you just happened or stumbled upon this radio show now in this station today, check out all our offerings. Eric has done a wonderful job on our website spelling out the different programs we have, times, days, and all that good stuff with links if you want to learn more. It's at 1150-1150-KKNW.com. Website's a great place to start. 1150kknw.com.
Well, you do a lot of work on the website as well, kind of updating stories about, you know, like special guests and our special topics on the different shows. So it really is, even if you're not interested in doing a show, if you're a listener to the station, you got to check out 1150kknw.com, because that'll keep you informed on all your favorite programs. And plus, with all the shows that we have on, it's tough to remember, you know, the schedule, who's on when at all times. Or maybe you hear a program for the first time and you're going, what was that? Check out our website. The shows tab right there will take you right to our schedule, and you can click on any day of the week and see what's on.
Well, and a great many of our shows podcast too.
Yeah, that's true. And we have the podcasts right there on the website to make it easy. Of course, they're available wherever you find podcasts. So, you know, that's the easiest way if you subscribe on your device. But if you're checking out a show for the first time, the website is the best place to do it, because it's right there.
Absolutely.
Click and play.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I look back to those, 22 whatever years, and think what it was like when we were just doing terrestrial radio, and that was pretty much it. I don't even know if we had a website way back when. Maybe if we did, it's pretty archaic.
Yeah.
And now, oh my goodness. I mean, you can listen to the station via podcast for those shows that do it.
Yep.
Of course, we have our app.
Talk about
the app a little bit.
Oh, yeah, the app is really handy. That's available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. And you can listen wherever you are in the world on your smartphone or your tablet. And, there's links to those podcasts that we were talking about as well on there, as well as the stories. It's kind of like a mini version of the website, but just super handy to use.
Yeah, and then we have streaming. So in real time, if people want to listen to the station, again, via their phone or via their computer, maybe a tablet, listen to this, the stream, which comes in just really wonderfully, wonderfully and clear. Anywhere there's Wi-Fi or internet, you're going to be able to listen to that.
Yeah.
And then finally, HD Channel 3, that's 98.9 FM, HD Channel 3. So those with HD capable radios, which I don't actually have one in my car now that I think about it, but I hear that a lot of people do, particularly with the newer vehicles. They do. So that's a great way to, because that's 100,000 watt FM clarity that then you're going to listen to it. So the bottom line is, we, as the years have progressed, we've had to learn how to make it easier and easier for the audience to reach the great programming that they like.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to, is how can we make it convenient for you? And you and your staff have been a big push behind that, Eric. And it's so powerful. When I talk to people, and I'll be talking about the radio station, I say, "Well, what station? What times do you listen to?" And they go, "Oh no, I just listen to. I download several of the podcasts. I listen to them whenever I want, wherever I want. You know, it's kind of like they feel like they're part of just that audience. You know?
Yeah.
And that's fine. And then we have people that are just listening hours on end
right.
to the terrestrial signal.
Yeah.
So there's what do they say? There's lots of room in the boat, or there's some saying like that. But basically, we have an audience that it is so diverse, and not only by demographics, but geography. I mean, we have listeners around the world, as some of our hosts attest to, and they get a kick out of that, too, sometimes when they'll get a call or an email from someone in Europe or Africa or South America saying, "Oh, I listen to you all the time." You know, it's pretty cool.
Absolutely, and yeah, it really is kind of like how TV is these days. Some people still have cable and watch stuff live on TV. Other folks are cord cutters, and they tune in on their Roku and catch stuff on demand, on Netflix or Hulu or whatever. That's kind of how podcasts are. It's on demand, or you can listen live. You know, whatever's more convenient for you and your lifestyle. We're here to help make it happen.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned just a little bit ago about the variety of programming that we have on the station. Maybe we can go through just some of the shows that we have, or maybe at least touch on some of the newer shows that have been on that since the last time we've done this program, Be a Star.
Sure. I mean, we've got so many great shows that it's really, we couldn't, we could just list them all, and that would fill the half hour. It probably would fill about 2-3 hours, to be honest. As we've said, a couple times already, the best thing to do is go to the website, 1150kknw.com, and you'll see a tab, by the way, or a button or whatever you want to call it, on the website that is named after this show, Be a Star. So if you are interested in doing your own program, I recommend doing that. Of course, you can always call 425-653-1150 and talk directly to Mr. Creamer right there.
Yeah.
And he's happy to help you. But the website, gets you started for sure as well. But, yeah, speaking of shows, let's talk about Positive Talk Radio. Kevin McDonald, who was doing the show on the station, like 15, 16 years ago, and I had to take a break on that. Had lots of stuff going on in his life.
Sure.
But he's always wanted to come back on the air with us. And, this year he made it happen. And we're so excited to have him back. And, in fact, now he's on 3 times a week here. He's on Mondays at 9 a.m. He's on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And he's on Fridays at noon. So he's trying to reach out to all different sections of the audience here, which I think is very, very savvy. And it's a great, fun show. He just picks people that have inspiring life stories and, you know, are doing cool things in the world and talks to them for an hour. So highly recommend you check that out. It's the new Positive Talk radio show with Kevin MacDonald.
You know, with all the news that is the news around the world these days, it is nice to have this oasis of programming that is Alternative Talk. And you had mentioned, you know, Positive Talk Radio. It's a great one to lead off with because that's sort of one of those common things that are threads that is through much of our programming. And that's regardless of what the topic is, the hosts are trying to inspire and educate and take people to a positive place. And we so appreciate that type of programming here because there's enough of the other, right? We get enough of that other negative stuff in and around, whether you're cable or not, or you've cut the cord or not, it's everywhere. So it's nice to have what I like to call this oasis of great information and affirmation, I guess, for what you're doing. The website is 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. And as Eric mentioned, you can call me at 425-653-1150. That's 425-653-1150. We're getting close on this part of the show as far in terms of winding up to the break. But when we come back, we're going to really get into the nuts and bolts of this of how to do your own radio show. But we do still have about 3 minutes here, Eric. What do you think? What are some other shows we could talk about?
Well, you know, of course, other positive shows. I mean, Positive Talk Radio is kind of the brand name, but it's also, as you said, a great description of what the station is about for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got, you know, great longtime shows like the Dr. Pat Show that's on, you know, Monday through Friday here on the station, 10 a.m. On Mondays, a really fun show that I don't know if you've checked out yet, but Wisdom from the Wardrobe, Michael Bruce Image Consulting sponsors that show and hosts the show. And what they specialize in is, you know, really helping people with their style. And so they've got a fun half hour that's really just talking about practical fashion, really, you know, how to look good without spending $1 million and with, you know, if you don't feel confident in how you look, then you usually don't feel confident, period. So this show can really help you. And, you know, they're not talking about like runway fashion and Europe or whatever, you know, with people. Sometimes they talk about that to make fun of it, actually. But they're basically, they're really talking about, and it's very well tailored to the Northwest, too, about like simple things you can add to your wardrobe to just look your best on a daily basis.
You said tailored.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Exactly.
Well, one funny thing is, you know, I've known Bruce for a while, and he is so dedicated to his show and his craft, and it is a craft. I mean, I've never seen someone who just looks so smart all the time.
Right.
You know, in terms of his dress. And he caught me in the hallway this about a week ago, actually, and he was very proud that my shoes matched my belt. So I felt that was a victory.
Yeah. All right.
I got at least a nod.
Anytime you get a compliment on your clothing for Bruce, you really feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Just what he's a stylish guy.
He is a stylish guy. You know, just the two juxtaposed programs you talk about there, it's amazing when you look at all the breadth of all our programming and you kind of go show by show, which, as you said, it would take us hours. But if you go show by show and as you're listening, you're like, well, that's interesting. Because I like to think that everybody's got a little bit of interest in a little bit of everything in them, that they've just a smidgen of interest, right? So you might find yourself suddenly listening to something that you would never have thought you'd be listening to right away.
Right.
But suddenly you're hooked.
You give it a chance, and then suddenly it's your favorite show.
Well, suddenly it's break time. I think we need to go. But when we come back, more Be a Star, including how you could have your own radio show right after this message. Oh.
have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150KKNW.com. That's 1150KKNW.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
And we are back. Be a star right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, your source for great programming. And check out the website to get all those names and times and just cool links and stuff like that. You can also find the podcast and subscribe to those so that you can listen to your favorites here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, wherever and whenever you want. That's 1150KKNW.com. 1150KKNW.com for more information there. And then this is a number, please jot this down and feel free to pass it along to anyone who might want to do their own radio show. It's 425-653-1150. Goes right to my desk, 425-653-1150. Love to just chat with you about your idea. You know, so I've never done this, Eric. I've never taken like a spreadsheet and analyzed okay, so I got X amount of calls that have come in. How many actually ended up then being a show? I enjoy talking to people so much, I don't want to really overanalyze it, but I'm sure right. There's a formula there. I do find, you talk about people like Kevin McDonald who they had a show, they went away for a while, and then they came back. And then we have a lot of times people will call, they're very fired up, but it's just not the right time, maybe financially or in their time in whatever's going on. Maybe they have children they have to take care of, or they've got a very busy job or whatever, and they just can't find the time. So those people will quite often come back then 6-8 months later, sometimes years later, and then do a show and then be super successful. Then they're on the station for like 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's really unique how people come to be here. I never get too worked up or anxious about it because I know if it's sort of, I know it's cliche, but if it's meant to be, it just seems like it is. It just sort of happens that way. So I'm saying all this to let you know that regardless of what team member you're talking to here, there's never any of this high pressure, you know, or trying to force. Because we don't want you to try a radio show, be on for 3 weeks, and then it's just not right, and you want to quit. There's a lot of work that goes in from Eric's team to make sure you sound super professional, and there's groundwork that we all do to, again, make you sound really professional, put you at ease. So we want you on the station for the long term. So I always tell that when I'm meeting with people, even on the first time. I say, you know, be honest with yourself. Do you have the bandwidth financially to take this on? Do you have the bandwidth time-wise to take this on? Because I hope this show isn't proof, but you can do little preparation and just do a show.
Sure.
We can get you on the air. We can crack that mic. But to do a good show, an engaging show, one that actually makes a difference in people's lives, it takes some a lot of time off air.
Yeah.
Right? And I know that your team goes through that, but I want to walk people through just sort of the process. So,
and by the way, the folks that have come and didn't do preparation, their shows didn't last.
that's a great
point.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so let's start at A, and we'll make our way to Z here during this segment. So the first thing is obviously contact us. So you can go to the website, 1150kknw.com. Look at that tab, Be a Star. Tells you a lot about, there's a video on there from one of our hosts, Rob and Brenda, who talk about doing their radio show. There's some stats on there talking about our audience, who they are demographic-wise. And then you can go, there's ways that you can link over to me via email there. You can also just call my phone if you want to kind of do that old school thing, 425-653-1150. That's 425-653-1150. And then I'll call you back and we'll start to have a conversation. So generally how that happens is I like to have a phone conversation because, number one, I'm curious what your voice sounds like. Not that I'm some super great, you know, critic of who that would sound great on the radio. It's just I'm just curious because I'm a people person, so I want to listen to your voice and engage you in conversation or a Zoom, let's say.
And you can tell a lot from people's facial expressions or even the tone of their voice, excitement level. Eric actually taught me this. You know, when we read commercials here, you smile even though no one can see you. You try to smile while you're reading it, and it's amazing. You can hear it in the sound. It suddenly sounds like you care.
Yeah, it comes across in the sound of your voice for sure.
Absolutely, and you taught me that. But there's those sorts of tricks we'll teach you, radio-esque tricks that we'll teach you. But you can't hide the passion that you have in whatever you do. So if you have a business or a service or maybe a clinic or you're a professional like a life coach or something like that, it's going to come out through that initial conversation because I want to make sure you're truly fired up to move on to the next step. And generally what that is we'll discuss what times are available, what are the costs involved, what do you get for what you pay. And I follow that up with an email, and I like people to sit with that for a day or two, or maybe over the weekend, and then get back to me. And if you get back to me and say, love it, I'm going to do it, I want to learn more, that's when I have you come in, particularly now that COVID's hopefully waning and continues to wane. We have you come in and meet Eric Ryder, and he'll give you a tour of the station, show you the facilities. It'll give you a great visual as to what is it like to be in a studio and maybe chase some of those butterflies away. He's great because he's here to answer all those technical questions. What are some of those questions you typically hear from the newbies, Eric?
People often want to know how they can connect with guests that, you know, aren't able to make it into the studio, or if they also would prefer to broadcast from home. So, you know, we talk about, like, you know, some of the programs that we use, like the StreamYard or Zoom, to connect people to the studio. We talk about, like, music, what music can we use, and, you know, stuff like that, nuts and bolts stuff of how the show works. You know, can we play a sound effect here, that sort of thing? How much time do we have? You know, all that stuff we work out beforehand, so that when you come on the air, all you have to worry about is, you know, talking and filling the time.
And you do a great job with that, and it extends to even the knowledge of knowing, okay, are you just doing a radio show, or are you going to take that radio show and send it to podcast? Because things can change as to what you can and can't do. Depending on, and some people just want to do the podcast and not do a radio show. We can handle that as well. And just like I said, there's a lot of, you know, yeah, you can crack the mic and just start doing any old show, but you want to be proud of this product, right? So same thing with if you want to just do a podcast. I've had people say to me, well, I've went and bought some basic equipment and, you know, I'm not really happy with the sound, a little echoey, or I can't really edit very well. I don't understand the software that well. It's not much of an expense to come here and have professionals like Eric Ryder and his team work with you on putting out that great audio sound, and that's where it begins. It's like anything else. I mean, have you ever been watching a television station or listening to your car radio and you're hearing that scratchiness, or you're hearing overdubbing, or you're hearing echoey? You know, it's famous for like call-in talk shows when you hear the poor audio coming from a cell phone, let's say. It's annoying, right? You switch the channel. You don't want people doing that. It's hard enough to get traction with a podcast than to have it sound horrible out of the gate.
Yeah, and people will put up with that to a certain extent, but if it's the whole show, no thanks. If it's every week, the whole show, people get tired of that pretty quick.
Absolutely, absolutely. So give me a call, 425-653-1150, 425-653-1150. And as a co-host, I've already made a major mistake and lost track of time, so I'm going to allow Eric to tell me how much time we have.
We've got about 3 minutes here. Left.
3 minutes. Okay, now that I have that, that's going to go into my head clock, and I'll be no problem. But, 3 minutes. Website's also a great information piece for you. 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. Some other basic things, you know, with your own radio show. We have half-hour time slots. We have hour. We have multiple hours. Your show can be live. Let's say you wanted to take calls from listeners. That's certainly an option.
a lot of people like the convenience of being recorded. You can do that too. Really what it comes down to is Eric and his team make it so that you can sit down, put your headphones on, and just do the show. Interview a guest, take callers from listeners or calls from listeners, or just do your show maybe bantering back a little bit back and forth with the producer, someone like Eric, in the studio. So all of that is possible, and we can go through that if you give me a call, 425-653-1150. Am I missing anything, Eric?
No, I think you're really hitting the important points. So, again, 425-653-1150. 1150, just like the station.
I know. I don't know how I lucked out and got that, but it's pretty cool.
We definitely got lucky there.
Yeah. And a lot of it is, if nothing else, you're just going to have a great conversation. And if you make the tour of the station, it's kind of fun to come here and look at it. And, you know, again, if it's not ready, if you're not ready for prime time, so to speak, right now, you might be in a year from now or 2 years from now. We don't know. But we're here to talk with you. It's not about, again, high pressure. We're trying to continue the legacy of a radio station that is now going on its third decade. So we're past two decades. We're moving toward the third decade, which is almost unheard of in this very, very competitive market.
Yeah.
And why is that? Besides the people behind the scenes, people like Eric and his team, it's the quality of the programming that we get from our hosts and the uniqueness of that programming. And I think there's a real desire out there.
And the dedicated listeners.
Yes, yes, of course.
That, you know, respond to these programs and mm-hmm. take an interest and communicate with these hosts and let them know that, you know, they're making a difference in their lives, that this is something they want to listen to.
Great point, great point. And then when they tell their friends, and I mean, there's no better compliment than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're in the grocery line and somebody says something and, I heard a radio show just about that today, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Out 11:50 a.m.
And when they support the businesses and the advertisers that are behind these programs, you know, that helps keep those shows on the air. So if you like a program, be sure and support the sponsors, but also reach out to the hosts and let them know that you're listening.
Great point. And a lot of the hosts love to hear that feedback, too. So and as long as they're giving out their email, they're giving out a phone number that you can call, please call and tell them what you think. Even if it's not, you know, it's just constructive criticism, so be it. I mean, we all have our big kids' pants on here. We're able to take it. So give a call or send that email and just say, hey, I love this show, but what if you did this, this, and this moving forward? Would you ever do it, this type of topic? That kind of a thing.
Right.
We love the interaction. And we do thank you as audience members. Well, Eric, another time to wrap up another Be a Star. Great job. Really appreciate your help on this one.
Hey, thank you. Likewise.
Yeah. Let's go out there. Let's go out into the world, people, and be good people. And next time, we'll talk to you on this edition of, or the next edition of Be a Star right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Have a wonderful week.
An NBC News Radio special report. Hurricane Ian. I'm Michael Kastner. Ian is set to make landfall on the Florida Gulf Coast in the next few hours. The National Hurricane Center said the current maximum sustained winds remain close to 155 miles per hour. That's right on the edge of a Category 5. The hurricane is currently a Category 4 and will strike Florida as a catastrophic hurricane. Ian's expected to weaken after making landfall eventually, but it could be near hurricane strength when it travels to the state's east coast tomorrow. President Biden is keeping a close eye on Ian as it bears down on the Gulf Coast of Florida.
We are on alert and in action. We've approved every request Florida has made for temporary assistance, emergency assistance, long-term assistance.
Speaking in D.C. this morning, Biden urged residents to heed the advice of local and state officials. He said, go with their judgment, not your own. This has been an NBC News Radio special report. Hurricane Ian. I'm Michael Kastner.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Team Donny Co., Helping Pets and Their People. I am Marilyn Milano, your host today, and as I always like to mention, especially for people who might be new to the show, one of the things that best describes the wonderful work Donny Co. is doing, which is helping pets and their people, is to just think for a moment about the time that you might have noticed someone on the street that looked down on their luck and they had a pet with them. Did you ever think to yourself, what happens if their pet gets sick? They don't look like they can even manage, you know, their own care. And that's certainly something that all of us with the heart think about. And so the beauty of what Donny Co. has been doing for many years, and they're expanding, and we're going to talk about what they've been doing that's new and how it's helping more pets and more people, but they help the pets of low-income and unhoused families, and they provide medical care, and now they've been doing some help for the people as well. So it's just making things in our community better, showing compassion, and helping those that might not otherwise get help. If you'd like to write down their website so you can learn more, and especially so you can make notes as we're talking with our guests today, just write down donnyco.org, D-O-N-E-Y-C-O-E.org. Coming up on our show today, we have Laura Cranhagen, a DVM, so that's a veterinarian. And then we have Jenna O'Connor, LVT, which is licensed veterinary technician. And we'll be talking about a number of issues, their involvement with Donny Co. and what's going on and what's coming up. So do stay tuned. We'll be back with our two guests. And wait until we start talking about all the wonderful things that are happening. You will be so pleased to hear. I'm Marilyn Milano, your host today of Team Donny Co., Helping Pets and Their People.
The Donny Co. Pet Clinic provides comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Co. Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum.
Hi, this is Marty. Please help Team Donny Co. make a difference in the lives of pets and their people. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Co. Pet Clinic. Log on to donnyco.org. That's DonneyCoe.org.
Welcome back to Team Donny Co. Helping Pets and Their People. I'm your host, Marilyn Milano. And we have a hello and a thank you from Marty Casey, President of the Board of Directors. She is not a guest on the show today, but she's always here with us in spirit. And we have two amazing guests, Dr. Laura Cranhagen and Jana O'Connor. Dr. Cranhagen is a veterinarian. Jana is a licensed veterinary technician. And we're just going to talk a little bit about some of the positive changes that have been happening, what is going on with Donny Co., what people can expect. So first of all, thank you so much, both of you, for being here. I'm so glad you could join us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great. So one of the questions that I'm sure people wonder about, because they've been hearing about how the new clinic is providing so much more care and so many more opportunities, what are some of the procedures that you've been doing that couldn't be done before? The kind of care, medication, equipment, that sort of thing. And you can both feel free to give your input on this. I'm sure that there is a lot that is happening that was not happening before the new clinic started operating.
Yeah, I'll start. This is Dr. Cranhagen. Yeah, there's so much more that we can do now. And you know, we used to have just two clinics a month, and we now have 10, and we're now in a permanent home where we have the ability to take x-rays, to do ultrasounds, to do surgery and dentistry when needed. But not only that, being present in a clinic a couple times a week allows us to do follow-up care that we couldn't do before. So that allows us to practice a much higher level of medicine when we see a patient. And we can say, hey, I want you to come back tomorrow so we can recheck, or we're going to do some lab work and I'll be able to get those results to you tomorrow. And you can come up and pick up the medication right away. So we just have a much better continuity of care and a much higher level of ability to practice good medicine.
Oh, yes. And having been through things with pets, even if I went to an emergency room with an animal, sometimes they don't have
x-ray machines there, or some of the ultrasound, or some of the things that might be needed. And it is so important for the peace of mind, as well as saving the animal's lives, to be able to do diagnostics quickly and get answers quickly. And I'm sure it provides much better peace of mind for the pet parents.
Yes, definitely. And I think what I've noticed is, you know, sometimes we'd see clients once and maybe not again for several years. And in our current setting, we're seeing them coming back for rechecks, having dialogues with them, developing relationships with them. So that will provide us with the ability to educate about preventive health and just have a better client-doctor relationship.
There's just so much more continuity, so much more ability to follow through, to keep tabs on how the patient is doing. It must be very heartwarming and encouraging to see that.
I think, yeah, the continuity is pretty amazing. Just that is something that doing only two clinics a month, that was really hard to follow up on, and you would see a patient at a clinic and then kind of wonder for the next couple weeks how they were doing. And being able to contact people, we are able to talk to our clients through email. Mostly everybody has email, so they're able to reach out to us in the same way that we're able to reach out to them, just to check in and see how things are going. And so getting those updates of the pets improving or not, I think is really valuable.
Oh, yeah. What are some of the biggest changes you've noticed since this new model has been started? I mean, are there things that just really stand out?
I think just the being able to track and follow patients as far as the medications they're getting. We have so many animals on chronic medications, heart medications, things like that. So you really want to keep an eye on the patient on a regular basis to make sure that the meds are working and that nothing else is coming up. And just the fact that we're able to have people, you know, show up for a visit pretty, you know, kind of planned, saying, hey, come in sometime this week, and we're able to see them and check in on those patients, it's just amazing to see. I think they're getting much better care, even though previously having just the two clinics, they're still getting more care than they would have.
Yes.
This is just building on it and even better.
Oh, I mean, I think it's wonderful. I wish I had this in every city in the country, but it's so great that you guys are here and doing this. Now, what do you think makes DoniCo unique among other animal welfare organizations? I know there are a lot of groups that provide varying levels of care. They do well. They care about the animals. What do you think really makes DoniCo stand out?
Well, I think, you know, that we do have our own physical building now, that we have and that we're centrally located right in downtown. You know, we have a shelter above us. We have the YWCA and Mary's Place nearby, and those residents are just so excited to have us in the community. And they're starting to recognize us and know our names. So that's been really fun. The other thing that I don't know if it's been talked on this show previously or not, but NeighborCare is now starting to provide human health care.
Yes.
Services as well. So while I'm seeing the pet owner can be seen for their own medical needs. And that just started, but boy, the clients really seem to receive that well and seem to be really excited about having their medical needs, you know, looked at as well.
I know. I mean, you know, people with pets, regardless of our station in life, I mean, they're a family. And when they're in distress or they need help, that's what we want to do more than anything, is provide that help to them. And how wonderful now that DoniCo is playing a huge part of that help. And, yes, we did talk a little bit on previous shows about NeighborCare, so that now if a pet parent is not doing well, there is assistance there as well, because if pet parents aren't doing well, sometimes they can't be of help to their pets the way they normally could be. So, again, there's information about all of these things on the DoniCo website, which is DoniCoe.org. And, of course, if anybody who is moved by this, who wants to volunteer or make a donation, I mean, there's information there. You can reach out, contact the folks at DoniCo. But if this moves your heart and if this makes you feel good, why not be a part of it at whatever level you can? So, it's a big opportunity. It's a huge responsibility. But I think, like you're saying, as pet parents become aware, and then as the word spreads, I think that just more and more people are going to want to be a part of this.
Well, yeah, that's our hope, definitely. With providing this higher level of care, you know, it costs more. And we have rent to pay now, and, you know, we're just so excited to be able to do this. But the expenses for veterinary care continue to rise, and
yes,
continues to rise as well.
Just as an average everyday citizen, I know that pet care prices have gone up. I have friends that are not unhoused, and they're not super low income, but the price of pet care has become sometimes a burden. And so great that there is help for people. So great. Like I said, I wish this were in every city in the country, and maybe at some point it will be. This is a wonderful model. So now I'm curious, have you had any big surprises since the changes?
Nothing. Yeah, I'm trying. I think we've been setting up and taking down clinic for as long as we've been in operation, and I think the biggest surprise for me was that first day where we finished our first clinic in that permanent location, and we just kind of looked at each other and said, "You mean we can just leave? We can leave our stuff here, and it's going to be here when we get back." And that was just an amazing feeling.
That must feel wonderful. I kind of, this is kind of silly, but I kind of liken it to when I go play a piano gig somewhere and there's a piano there, or I've had to haul my equipment. And boy, it makes a huge difference to be able to just get up and leave the piano. And with medical equipment and just all of the things that go into creating a clinic and medications and, you know, just if you're using a temporary space, there is a lot more time involved. And now the feeling of getting settled in, of having a permanent space, of knowing where things are, of knowing that you're there to stay, it must be fantastic for all of you and even for those that are coming in to use your services.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Jana.
Oh, no, I was going to say the wear and tear on some of the equipment and stuff that we use as well, not having to get packed up in a bin and into a truck and driven around and then unpacked and pulled out of the bin, you know, a couple times a month. I feel like the quality of our equipment is just going to stay at a much higher level just because it's not going to have to go through that over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. It's going to save money in the long term. It's going to, like you said, save equipment. And, I mean, you know, anytime you have to pack and haul things in and out, there is going to be some wear and tear. Some things may break. So, again, any way to save money and keep things operational, all of that is good. Now, we touched a little bit on, you know, what you think the clients think about the changes, which is that they're very happy to see more clinics, 10 clinics a month now rather than what used to be 2 clinics. At this point, are you feeling that you can see everybody that needs to be seen, or is there still a need for more help?
There's definitely still a need.
Wow.
I mean, we do the best we can every clinic. Thankfully, if we don't get to everybody, we can say, we'll be here tomorrow, come back tomorrow, or we'll be here on Saturday. There's no doubt in my mind that if we were open more, we would fill every spot.
24/7, 7 days a week.
That would be a big leap.
It's sort of like the bigger the purse you get, the more stuff you seem to acquire to fill up. And I think with something like this, the more people are available, the more people come out of the woodwork and they're like, wow, now maybe there's an opportunity to see me. But this is such a huge improvement. And I have no doubt that just with the way this is growing and the support that you're getting, that at some point there will even be more clinics. And again, you're not there every 2 weeks. You're there every few days. And so if there's a day where you can't see someone, they know they can come back in a couple days and get some help. What happens in the case of, like, you got a full docket, you got a full day, there are a lot of pets coming in, and then there's, like, a life-threatening situation or an emergency? Do you refer them out to, like, an emergency clinic, or are you able to help those? You make space for them, or how does that work, just for the, you know, information for our folks that are listening out there?
We try and, you know, we usually have a line of people kind of waiting to be seen. If we know there's something that's really life-threatening or sick, we would, you know, kind of bump them to the front of the line to get seen more quickly.
Yeah.
Typically, thankfully, we haven't had this situation come up too often yet. We would do whatever we can in clinic to stabilize them, you know, maybe, you know, run some tests to give them some fluids. But then, yeah, if the care that's required is beyond what we can supply at the clinic, then we would find a place to send them.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Well, again, I know that with Donico, the priority is the care and health of the animals and, of course, their people if there's a situation there as well. So I know that when this clinic was set up, that there were some donations of equipment. There was a lot of great equipment that was donated and so forth. But I understand there are still some things that need to be purchased because there always are ongoing expenses with anything like this. So what has been and what will be necessary to operate at a high-quality level since income's not a barrier? I mean, it's wonderful not to have to say no to someone because they don't, you know, they can't afford $8,000 on a given day or something. But what's needed right now? What would you want to tell our listeners?
I think we need a couple surgery monitoring pieces of equipment. We need a second multi-parameter monitor to monitor our patients that are under anesthesia, and along with that, a Doppler blood pressure unit. So those are a couple of things that I know would be great to have, but we've been doing okay without them, but that would just make everything even better.
And so there may be people listening that are in the field that might say, gee, you know, maybe I can get access to that and donate it. But if not, anyone can go to the site and make a donation and say, you know, we want to help with equipment, right? I mean, and whether it's $5 or $500 or $5,000, it's all going to be helpful. One of the things I try to let people know is don't feel embarrassed if your donation is small. They all add up. They're all important. I know many pet rescue groups that really survive on $5 a month donations from their people. So what do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, any amount helps, you know, and it's not, yeah, the big piece of equipment we need is this anesthesia monitoring. But also with increased clinic hours and seeing so many more patients, we are dispensing a lot more medications. We're giving a lot more vaccines. We're offering microchips now. So just keeping our inventory stocked is a much higher expense than we've had in the past as well.
Of course, of course. So, I mean, you know, with great change and opportunity comes also great responsibility and sometimes great bills. And so that's important to remember. Donico has expanded. There are so many more services. So many more animals are being...